Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray coming into your ear gate on this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I say every Tuesday, the Lord woke you up this morning, so you owe God a praise, because we know the scripture says that let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body today, you owe God a praise. Hallelujah. It is election day. Go out and vote, 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 and vote. Amen. People have died for your right to vote. So it's election day. Get out if you've not already voted and vote for your candidates of choice. Amen. And again, so we thank God for you, you and you joining us today with another programming of Amen, Elder Lewis Gray coming into your ears with what thus saith the Lord. So we thank you for joining me here today, whether you're listening by, in your office, your car, or your home. Good morning to you. Amen. It's a great day to be alive. Amen. And so we thank God for just that, being alive. Sending a shout out to my pastor, as always, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida at 16 South Wilson Avenue. Praise the Lord to you. I love you. Praise the Lord to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough, as well. I love you as well. These are my spiritual parents, and I thank God for placing them in my life. Amen. And I just thank God for these two individuals, and also sending a shout out to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, amen, who is on the job right now. And so I love you, honey, as well. And we'll get a chance to view this as we're on, Lord say the same, on the way to church tonight. Amen. So if you're ever in the Cocoa area, come out to our services. Sunday morning, Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship around 11:40, 11:45-ish. Tuesday night Bible studies are at 7 p.m. And Thursday night youth services are at 7 p.m. as well. So pick a service, come out, and help us lift up the name of Jesus. For he said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. And that's what we come to do when we go into that service. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So I thank God for, amen, our church. And we're getting ready to go into the word of the Lord. Amen. We know that there is a storm out there. Amen. But we know that if we're anchored in Jesus, amen, we don't have to worry about it. Amen. Amen. God has handled so many storms in my life. Amen. So if there's a natural storm, he can handle that too. Just ask his disciples. Amen. When the storm came and he was sleeping. See, that's the thing. Just have Jesus on board, and Jesus can say to the storm, peace be still. So we're praying over our area. We're praying, Father, that you protect us, amen, from this coming storm. Amen. Be anchored in Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into the word of the Lord. Amen. Without further ado, because time can get by us. Isaiah 6. And I'm going to begin reading in your ear from verses 1. Amen. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. He said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to come before you one more time. God, be with me these few minutes as I render a word to your people. I decrease so that you will increase, and you alone will get the glory. But Lord, I realize that I can do nothing without you, and without you, I am nothing. I need you in every aspect of my life, God, and I'm just praying, Father, that you speak to me and through me. For we know that your word is a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. God, remember the sick and the afflicted. Touch them, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember the backslider. Remember our leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, remember our governors and our church leadership. God, protect us from the storm that's on the way. God, I ask, God, that you say to the storm, Peace be still. God, do not allow there to be any mass destructions, God. But, oh, God, we're praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you allow this storm, God, if it is to be, to come in like a lamb, God. Oh, God, and leave like one in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I give you glory and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to deal from a subject. Allow God to use you. God is looking for volunteers. Allow God to use you. God is looking for volunteers. God is looking for volunteers. Whether you're black, white, Latino, Egyptians, doesn't matter. God is looking for singers. He's looking for preachers, teachers, ushers, janitors, whatever your talent is. Doesn't matter whether you're rich, doesn't matter whether you're poor, doesn't matter whether you're tall, doesn't matter whether you're short. God is looking for volunteers. Doesn't matter what your talent is. Doesn't matter what abilities you have. The greatest ability is availability. God is looking for somebody that is available to allow him to use them. Hallelujah. Allow God to use you. Allow God to direct your path and order your steps. Allow him to operate in your life. Amen. When we look at Isaiah, Isaiah is often referred to as the eagle eye prophet because he was 700 years or so before Christ. But yet he could see down the line of history. He could see that he could see the birth of Christ, and he prophesied unto it that a virgin would be with child. And we know the scripture, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government would be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Told us that a child would be born and his name shall be called Emmanuel, because God was with us. He prophesied this over 700 years from the time of Jesus' birth. He is also considered a major prophet. He is one of four which is considered major prophets: Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel. Not because they did anything extraordinary, which they did. but because of the length of their books. Because there's more said in their books. There's more volume to read. And therefore, they are considered major prophets. The minor prophets did great things, but when you go to those books, they're small books. Habakkuk, Hallelujah, Amos, some of the smaller books. He is considered a major prophet and the eagle-eyed prophet. He served, amen, under four kings. Four kings that reigned as Isaiah prophesied. Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, and Uzziah. And while Uzziah, amen, was considered a good king until pride got in his way. He went into the temple and he offered burnt incense. But he was out of position because that was restricted to the priest. And when the priest told him that it was not lawful for him to do this, he got angry. And immediately God struck him with leprosy. And he had leprosy until the day he died. And thus where it leads us to this. It says, in the year King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. And you have to understand that in this time that when the kings died, there was a mourning period. Sometimes they would mourn 7 to 30 days. Something major occurred in Isaiah's life. A king was lost. A king died. But in the midst of this bad thing happening, Isaiah saw something. He saw the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up. Can I tell somebody today, you may be going through something that's occurring in your life that is bad, but God is still on the throne. Today is election day. And can I tell you something? It doesn't matter who is chosen to the Senate. Doesn't matter who is chosen to the House of Representatives. Doesn't matter who is even in the White House, because God is still on the throne. Sometimes we get all upset and out of sorts. We get disappointed because the person that we wanted to win didn't win. Hallelujah. But can I tell you, it doesn't matter who wins. God is still on the throne. They may be in their position, but God still is in charge. And what Isaiah was seeing is that even though he loses someone, amen, that was important in his life, God wanted him to know that he is still on the throne. Kings and queens and presidents and governors and senators, they come and they go. But God still sits on the throne. Can you think of how long this country has been in existence? How many presidents we've had? How many senators? How many congressmen we've had? Amen. They've come and they've gone. Amen. Some of them have died. Hallelujah. But yet God still is sitting on the throne. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. That God sits on the throne. He sits high and he looks low. So he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple, and above it stood the seraphims. And these seraphim, they had six wings, and they used two of them to cover their face, and two of them to cover their feet. Why? Because they were humbling themselves before God. This great, awesome God who is high and lifted up. Even the angels humbled themselves before God. And they hid themselves, hid their face, hid their feet. before this great awesome God. And they cried one to another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth, the whole earth is full of his glory. You believe that there's no God? You're mistaken. Look around and see the trees. Look at the birds. Look, just whatever your eyes see. That's God's glory. It's the earth is full of his glory. We have no excuse to say that there is no God, because the earth is full of his glory. And the house was filled with smoke. And look what Isaiah said. He said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You see, I wish people could see themselves as God sees them. Isaiah understood that the place where he was, it was holy. He was standing before an awesome God, and this God was high and lifted up. And Isaiah recognized that I cannot measure up to this great God. I am unclean. But you know, there are people that will go before God high and lifted up and think more of themselves than what they ought to. But when you recognize that you are in the presence of God, you ought to humble yourself and see yourself as God sees you, and quit trying to measure yourself according to somebody else. Because when judgment day comes, you're not going to be measured according to somebody else, but you're going to be measured according to his word. And when we recognize God's word and we recognize who God is, we ought to humble ourselves. Isaiah said, woe is me. Oh, Isaiah took a self-assessment and said, I'm messed up from the floor. I'm unclean because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah saw himself as being unclean. See, we got to judge ourselves. The Bible says, let every man examine himself and see whether he be in the faith. When we judge ourselves righteously, we will see that, Lord, we don't measure up. We don't measure up. My God, my God. But can I tell you, even in the midst of his imperfections, even in the midst of this great, awesome, mighty God who is holy, he says, for us to be holy, for I am holy. God will use imperfect people to carry out his perfect plan. Even in the midst of his uncleanliness, God said, I can clean you up and I still want to use you. People say, well, I'll come to God when I clean myself up. No, you can't clean yourself up. It's going to take God to clean. If you can clean yourself up, you would have been there a long time ago. But you can't clean yourself up. But yet God still wants to use you. But God is saying, let me clean you up. Then I can use you. Said, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal lifted in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. God can cleanse you up. God can cleanse you up if you allow him to do so, because God wants to use you. He's looking for somebody to use. My God. And look what he does. He sends the seraphims to put a coal on his mouth. And then look what God says. He said, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? God said, I've got to cleanse you up. I've got to clean you up so that you can do my purpose. You can do my will. And unlike
unlike some of the other prophets, Moses was hesitant. Jeremiah said, I'm just a child. But look what Isaiah says. See, Moses then were giving excuses, but Isaiah volunteers. He said, then said I, here am I, send me. God wants to use you today. If we allow God to use us. God wants to use somebody within the sound of my voice to tell a dying world that Jesus Christ lives. To tell a dying world that God can cleanse you up. Look, Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. And not only that, but I dwell among people with unclean lips. I'm messed up, Lord, from the flow up. But yet God says, it does not matter what you've done. Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter, because God said that I can pick you up. Even if I've got to reach way down. We sing the song, Jesus will pick you up. Hallelujah, somebody. We sing one song that said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. He picked me up and he turned me around. We ought to allow God to use us. God is looking for somebody that will say, God, use me. He's looking for volunteers. Never before in the existence of man does God need more volunteers. Because the world is getting wickeder. People love for one another is waxing cold. There's division everywhere. And on the outside, it could look like God's not in control. But yes, he is. King Uzziah died. But he allowed God. Sometimes we wonder why things happen in life, and we wonder where is God. But in the midst of his wondering, how could this happen to King Uzziah? He saw the Lord high and lifted up. God was saying that I'm still in control. And he answered, and God gave him a task. Go to these people and tell them, turn from their wicked way. But you know what? Isaiah, they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to pay you any attention. They're going to listen, but it's not going to change their heart. God is giving him what would look like an impossible task. But yet Isaiah said, I'll do it. God is looking for somebody today that will volunteer, say, Lord, even though the task seems impossible, here am I. Send me. I will preach to people that will not listen. I will talk to people who don't want to hear me. I will tell people that God picked me up and he turned me around. See, when you're saved, sanctified, and filled, you know what holy means? It means to be sanctified. It means to be set aside for God's usage. God wants somebody that will say, Lord, sanctify me. Set me aside for your usage. And you know what? I don't care how you use me. Lord, I just want to be used. I just want to be used. There was a story in the Bible in Jeremiah. Where God showed Jeremiah, come down to the potter's house. And look at the potter's wheel. And the potter, he is taking the clay. And he is working with it. Working. Working out the kinks. But you know what? The clay never responds. Never says, ouch. Never says, stop. It's silent. Why? Because it is allowing God to use it, allowing the potter
to form and shape. God tells Isaiah, go to these people and speak to them and tell them that judgment is coming. Tell them to turn from their wicked ways. But God tells him, they're not going to pay you any attention. But yet Isaiah says, still use me. See, we can't put requirements on God as to how we want God to use us. We've got to be willing vessels that will say, God, use me any way you want to use me. Are you going to allow God to use you today in whatever capacity he chooses to use you? God is looking for volunteers. Isaiah volunteered. He wasn't hesitant. He says, here I am. Send me. I'll go. Even though the task before me is difficult, almost impossible to be done. But Lord, I will do it. Will you commit yourself to the Lord today? You don't have to be perfect. God will perfect you. You say, well, but you don't know what I've done. Isaiah was basically making that argument. He said, I dwell among people that are unclean. I have unclean lips. But God said, in essence, be quiet. He sends a seraphim with coal and he touches his mouth. And in that moment, he is cleansed. God will cleanse you up. He will take the drinking out of your mouth. He will take whatever it is that are bad habits if you allow God to use you. God is looking for volunteers. There are volunteers that are out there working the elections today. And that's a difficult job considering the life and times that we live in today. Amen. But just like that, they're out there doing it. That's the way God wants us. Even though our jobs may be difficult, whatever he assigns us to do, he never promises it's going to be easy, but he's want a willing vessel. Amen. So God wants to use you. Will you allow him to use you? Amen. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Amen. Allow God to use you. God is looking for volunteers. Stand up today and say, here I am, Lord. Send me. So until next time, amen. You be safe through the storm. Amen. God's going to keep you. And until next time, if the Lord say the same, amen. You be blessed and you be here with another word from the Lord. Amen. Peace.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir sings.